Brilliance Audio presents an unabridged recording of No Time for Goodbye by Linwood Barclay. Performed by Christopher Lane. This is for my wife, Neetha. May 1983. When Cynthia woke up, it was so quiet in the house she thought it must be Saturday. If only. If there'd ever been a day that she needed to be a Saturday, to be anything but a school day, this was it. Her stomach was still doing the occasional somersault, her head was full of cement, and it took some effort to keep it from falling forward or onto her shoulders. Jesus, what the hell was that in the waste paper basket next to the bed? She couldn't even remember throwing up in the night, but if you were looking for evidence, there it was. She had to deal with this first before her parents came in. Cynthia got to her feet, wobbled a moment, grabbed the small plastic container with one hand, and opened her bedroom door a crack with the other. There was no one in the hall, so she slipped past the open doors of her brother's and parents' bedrooms and into the bathroom, closing the door and locking it behind her. She emptied the bucket into the toilet, rinsed it in the tub, took a bleary-eyed look at herself in the mirror. So this is how a 14-year-old girl looks when she gets hammered. Not a pretty sight. She could barely remember what Vince had given her to try the night before, stuff he'd snuck out of his house. A couple of cans of Bud, some vodka, gin, an already opened bottle of red wine. She'd promised to bring some of her dad's rum, but had chickened out in the end. Something was niggling at her. Something about the bedrooms. She splashed cold water on her face.